Instead of heading for the beach, many college students are home for an extended spring break as concerns over the novel coronavirus mount. In several communities, volunteers are handing out meals to school-aged children, seniors, and others with mobility issues. In the Schenectady County town of Niskayuna, town board member Denise McGraw has organized students sent home from college to serve the community. McGraw told me about Helping Hands of Niskayuna.
It was really born out of the idea that we have a lot of college students now home in the town of Niskayuna. They've been displaced off their campuses, and giving them something to do. A lot of them, or the majority of them, are already summer employees of the town. Our first round of folks that we're using just purely volunteer are lifeguards, so they have CPR training, they know best practices as it relates to cleanliness and disease prevention and those kinds of things. So they seemed like the natural first group to get to hit the streets on behalf of folks in the town of Niskayuna.
So these volunteers, what will they be doing? Delivering meals, I know, is a big something of big importance right now. What will the volunteers be doing?
So what they are doing right now, their first assignment has been for the past 2 days, they have been up at the Niskayuna High School handing out, you know, we've done, just like many other communities have done, grab-and-go meals for our school population. And they've been handing out breakfasts and lunches in bags. That we do it as a drive-up service. So there's very limited, almost no interaction. Folks turn down their window on their driver's side. The students and the volunteers ask how many children they have, and we just put the bags right in their passenger side, and they say thank you and drive away. So we've really tried to limit any of, you know, that we're taking advantage of all best practices, social distancing, hand washing. We're taking their temperatures as everybody starts their shift to make sure that they're not exhibiting any symptoms.
And are these meals, these are provided by the school district, or where?
Yes, so we are helping with the school district right now, just get as many meals in the hands of families that need them as possible.
Now, what about seniors or people who may not be able to leave their house?
That's exactly it. So we've started now. We're seeing today is really the first day where we're seeing the seniors, the medically compromised, have been reaching out asking if they can get some help. So what we think how the process would be, you know, if you needed some things from the grocery or you needed your prescription picked up, they can do a lot of that, and they would just leave it at the doorstep. We would try to have virtually no interaction for those folks.
And how many volunteers are currently helping you out?
We have about 10, but I will tell you, I have been so delightfully surprised. Well, not surprised, that's not right to say. My heart has been warmed by how many people have reached out saying they would love to help and they want to be involved, and how can they help make the program bigger and better and reach out to more folks.
So with 2 weeks up, I mean, right now, is the plan just to do these 2 weeks of school break and then reassess what happens later on? I know, because a lot of the students are going to be taking online classes, but some of them are taking labs and other things, and they have to be away.
I think that way, you know, especially when we get to more of the running errands phase of this, which I think will start up probably in earnest in the next couple of days, we'll start hearing from people more and more as maybe their milk runs out, you know, those kinds of things. So, you know, the students will be able to work it around their class schedule. As the mother of one of these students, I know she's got her class time. So a few hours each day, she would be unavailable, but they all have different schedules. That's the beauty of college. And I would have to imagine that we will have a good cadre of volunteers each day for whatever is needed.
And I know there's other communities and other school districts who have similar programs in place.
Mm-hmm.
But why was this so important for you to get started up in Niskayuna?
I think, you know, it was really the meeting of the intersection of two separate issues, the need and the manpower, right? So I'm looking at these college students who are home now. They are looking for something to do. They're spending an awful lot of time on their parents' couches. And, you know, it might be time to give a little back. You know, they're healthy. They're very smart kids. I mean, it's unbelievable the majors that they have and that they bring to this. But they just genuinely have a concern. What's nice about this program is it is entirely volunteers. I know some other towns are doing, they're using their town workforce to be volunteering. But I just think it's always nice when we can get young people and teach them the value of civic leadership and community engagement.